We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 8:49 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A look at the 737 Max's implications for Wichita. The local business update on the way from the Wichita Business Journal. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Georgia has finished its hand recount of the presidential race. Joe Biden's lead in Georgia shrinking by more than 1,000 votes after unreported votes were discovered.
Two.
Pfizer today is asking U.S. regulators to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine, and that could begin a process to bring limited first shots as early as next month.
One.
No fans will be allowed inside Koch Arena for Wichita State basketball games this month, nor in December, because of a spike in COVID cases and hospitalizations. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
A traffic hazard could slow things down on Kellogg. Eastbound Kellogg, the ramp to southbound I-135. Stalled out vehicle there on that ramp, so be careful there. And we've also got a stalled out vehicle on K-96, and that is eastbound K-96 at Hillside. Stalled out vehicle there. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Friday, heading into the weekend. High today of 65 degrees. It's above normal for November, but it is cooler than yesterday. Partly cloudy and breezy today. We'll be under a cloudy sky tonight. Overnight low down to 45. We're looking at rain tomorrow on Saturday. Rain starting in the afternoon. Much cooler. Only a high of 48 tomorrow. Not much warmer on Sunday, only a high of 53, although the sun will return on Sunday after the rain on Saturday. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north, 92% humidity. Under a cloudy sky, it is 51 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 65. That's your weather forecast here on this Friday, November 20th. Coming up on 8:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. As we take a look at what's going on, former Wichita State University men's basketball coach Greg Marshall will be cashing checks from the school every 2 weeks for the next 6 years. Marshall resigned this week following allegations of physical and verbal abuse to players and staff during his tenure. He collected a $7.75 million buyout, parting ways with the university. According to that separation agreement, that will be paid out in sums of more than $48,000 every 2 weeks beginning next month. That's 156 equal payments, so that will pay that $7.5 million. There is a separate agreement related to the coach's departure that pays a remaining $250,000 in a lump sum. The Boeing 737 MAX is back. So now what? The jet was cleared to fly again in the U.S. this week by the Federal Aviation Administration. That ends a grounding that lasted for 20 months. It started in the spring of 2019 after two of the MAXs had deadly crashes in a five-month period. It also marked an important milestone. It returns the 737 to its place as a significant driver of the Wichita economy. 70% of the MAX airframe is built right here in Wichita. And for Wichita to become more inclusive and diverse, including business relationships, those in positions of authority are going to have to work hard and recognize the value of a range of voices and backgrounds. That was one of the takeaways from the Community Ambassadors Panel during this week's Wichita Business Journal Inclusion Summit. That panel was made up of several folks, including Fabian Armendariz, Director of Operations for the Wichita Public Schools, Bobby Berry, Assistant Professor of Sport Management at Wichita State. Also included was Jonathan Long, Director of Community Advancement for the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce, as well as many others. That's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal twice every morning, right here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, as it is 8:54 heading into this November weekend. U.S. decline in cigarette smoking could be stalling while the adult vaping rate is rising. 14% of U.S. adults were cigarette smokers last year, third year in a row for that rate. So it's pretty flat right there. Health officials say a change in the methodology kind of makes it hard to compare, but health officials have long called tobacco use the nation's leading cause of preventable disease and death. Meanwhile, 4.5% of adults were counted as current e-cigarette users last year. So you got 11 million people vaping and another 14% of the public cigarette smokers. Latest numbers on that. By the way, we just had that update from the Wichita Business Journal. And tomorrow, one of the big writers at the Wichita Business Journal having a birthday, Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk.
Yeah,
hey.
Kirk, longtime Wichita Eagle sports guy. Now, of course, does a great job writing up so many local business stories at the Wichita Business Journal. Happy birthday tomorrow to Kirk Semenoff. Happy birthday tomorrow, Kirk. A firsthand account of the first permanent European colony in New England, including the fall harvest meal that inspired America's Thanksgiving tradition, has been reprinted for a wider audience. Massachusetts marking 400 years since the arrival of the pilgrims on the Mayflower this year. 8:55 with Steve and Ted. Want to thank you for joining us here on this Friday morning, heading into the weekend. Coming up next, Glenn Beck, of course, appearance by Bill O'Reilly with topical news of the day. Coming up next right here on KNSS. And we want to thank you for being with us. Stay tuned for the Glenn Beck Show, then Rush Limbaugh. News updates all day long, of course. And we want to thank you for being with us as we head into the weekend. Rain in the forecast for tomorrow. This has been Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Attention, area.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.